Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. After a couple of weeks on the road, I'm very happy to be back at the microphone, and I want to thank my good friend and colleague, Christy McManamy, for pinch hitting a couple of times for me in the recent past. And speaking of pinch hitting, baseball is on our agenda today. But before we get there, I'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef. Each Saturday, Chris Bogenreef and NAI United sponsor Grow Siouxland. I also want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, on the other side of the glass at Powell Broadcasting. Our guest today is Mr. Travis Lee. Travis is the new vice president and general manager of our Sioux City Explorers. Travis, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks so much. Very happy to be here.
And we're thrilled to have you serving in this role. This is a really important franchise in our community. Baseball season is underway in the MLB, and it's going to kick off with our first home game for the X's in about 3 weeks.
Yes, so Friday, May 22nd is our home opener. We are on the road for about a week prior to that. But yeah, it's coming up fast. In fact, our first practice is already coming up tomorrow on Sunday here. So the guys have been strolling into town, and we're just really excited about the team that Steve Montgomery, our field manager, has been putting together.
Well, give our very best to Mongo and pass along our regards and appreciation to your longtime owner, Mr. John Roost. We wish you and the entire organization a great season, and we're going to talk extensively about the season, your new leadership role with the organization in the second half of the program. But before we get there, as we do each Saturday morning, we like to introduce our guest to the listening audience. And since this is a new role for you, we are going to take a little bit of time with your introduction. So let's begin.
Sure.
Right where it all started. You're a South Dakotan.
Yeah, I grew up in the small town of Vyberg, South Dakota. It's kind of that halfway cross path between Sioux Falls and Yankton. It's kind of a, you know, kind of a bedroom community. A lot of folks would either go to Sioux Falls or Yankton to work, some to Vermilion and some even down here to Sioux City. You know, played all the sports in high school, when part of the Vyberg Vikings back in the day, but now the combined Vyberg Curly Cougars.
So let's talk about your days as a student athlete. What sports, were you involved with, and did you have a particular passion for any of them?
I'm glad you asked that. So in a small town like that, you pretty much have to play everything. So I did play football. I'll tell you what, I wasn't the biggest guy. Even when I graduated high school, I was like 6'4", 150 pounds playing tight end. It was nine-man football.
You certainly had the height and the wingspan, but we need, yes, need to put a little weight on you.
Yeah, luckily I put a little weight on and still got a little room to spare. But basketball, obviously, at that size. And then track and field and baseball. Played Legion baseball, of course, during the high school years in South Dakota. We don't have officially sanctioned high school baseball, but Legion baseball. You know, as far as my favorite, probably loved to play basketball the most, but I was most successful at track and field. I was a high jumper, triple jumper, and a little, not trying to brag, but I was the number one ranked Class B triple jumper my senior year, only to get to the state track meet and scratch all three times.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
so
that.
So I didn't get to place, and I even had to measure one of my jumps, and I would have won by over 3 feet of a second place contender at the state track meet, but neither here nor there.
And that's one of those things that 4 decades later, we're still not quite over.
Somehow it's still on the top of my mind.
You know, you've got a 40th class reunion coming up this summer, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and it'll still be on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, we'll be celebrating at Vyberg Danish Days coming up in July.
What did you play in baseball?
Primarily first base and outfield.
That makes sense for a tall guy like you.
Yeah. And I still play, by the way.
Do you?
Yes.
Play some senior baseball?
Both senior baseball and locally, town team, or amateur baseball. I actually co-manage the Elk Point Colt 45s amateur baseball team in the State Line League. So when I don't get to play a lot there, mainly manage, set the schedule, just organize the guys. Yeah. But I get, you know, 10 to 15 at-bats a year playing against these college-age guys.
That's great. That'll keep you young.
Yeah, so with the young guys, that's... I play first base. When I go, I do play age division baseball. Usually go down to Fort Myers, Florida, and play in the Roy Hobbs World Series. Been going there, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. I've won 2 45 and over World Series titles, 1 53 and over title. And then a different time, I went to Las Vegas when Fort Myers got hurricaned out and went to Vegas and played with a team called the South Dakota Jackalopes there. And we won a 50 and over title. That one's quote unquote national title, but I think that's using the term loosely. But so I got a few rings. Thanks to a lot of great teammates, I got to add that.
Hey, we got to have masters divisions for old guys like us. Yes. That just makes it fun. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest this morning is Mr. Travis Lee, who is the new vice president and general manager of our own Sioux City Explorers Baseball Club, and working for owner John Roost and working with field manager Stephen Montgomery. In the second half of the program, we're going to talk about what the season looks like. And Travis, I cut you off a little bit there, but what came after high school with the Viberg Vikings?
Yeah, after high school, I went to Dakota State University in Madison, not South Dakota State, small NAIA school. I did play basketball there my freshman year, just walked on, realized quickly that it was a job. And it was a lot of work. I mean, I certainly improved, but I was there as a track and field athlete. So I was a triple jumper, high jumper, long jumper. Most of it focused on ultimately on high jump, even though my kind of strong point was triple jump coming out of high school. That didn't really improve a lot, but my high jump certainly did. Again, thanks to coaching, just proper training. You know, in high school, you're just getting thrown all over the place, running, doing relays and just running here and there and doing all kinds of things. So it was nice to be able to concentrate on a couple segments. So I did clear 6.8 in college.
It's a heck of a PR right there.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of that. And I'm still in the top 10 at Dakota State for high jump. I did one time attempt to get the school record. It was actually my final track meet and didn't quite get over the hump. I think it was 6.9¾ was the school record. And ironically, after that, just unattached at a old guy track meet, I cleared 6.9 without training. So
wow,
I was happy, but I was also very frustrated, thinking like, what could have been?
Yeah.
So
that's still pretty impressive, collegiate, pun intended, track record. But good for you. And what did you study? And were you a good student?
Well, yes, I studied business administration. So I have a bachelor's in business administration, marketing and management major. And kind of a funny joke. Yes, I graduated, I got to try to remember which one it was, magna cum laude. But going back to high school, kind of a running joke was, you know, I'm from a small town when I really kind of took a lot of kids from earning scholarships because I was the only one that graduated in the top 10% of my class.
Oh, there you go.
Because there's only 12 of us.
Yeah. Very interesting. So you graduate from Dakota State, which has a great reputation today for information technology. What was your first job out of school?
Yep. My first job was, that summer. I graduated from college in 1990, and shortly thereafter, the summer of 90, I took a job in Yankton, South Dakota as a production supervisor at Dale Electronics, which is now Vache Dale Electronics. And while I was there, it was a good job. It was a management job, but it was a wake-up call because I was in a building, no windows, 21 years old, managing people who were twice my age, 25 to 30 people. And it was very tough because I really felt like I was telling my mom or dad what to do on their job. And it was just, it was kind of a power struggle. And also, I didn't feel like I could use my personality at all. So I decided after about a year, I decided to leave Dale Electronics. I went to grad school at the University of Nebraska, and I secured a master's degree in marketing from there.
Very good. And tell me a little bit about your family, if you'd be so kind.
Yes. So I have two kids, a 19-year-old daughter, Reagan. She's right here in Sioux City. She's just finishing up her freshman year in college at Briarcliff, and she plays softball. I was happy to be able to see all of her JV games this spring. And so she's now for some reason going into sports management. I don't know why she picked that major. Shocking. Yeah. Then I have a 15-year-old son who's a freshman in high school at Vermilion yet. He lives up there with his mom, and he's very active in the sports, football, baseball, basketball. Now he's getting into fishing and disc golf as well. So, and then my significant other, Carrie, been seeing her for about 2 years now, and going really great. And she's just made things complete in my life, and along with her son, Oliver.
And in the final 60 seconds that we have together, in this first half of the program. Tell us about what piqued your interest in your new role as the VP and GM of the Explorers.
Well, it's a culmination of my entire background. The vast majority of my background, 25 plus years, has been in sports marketing, sponsorship, sales, including going way back to Sioux Falls with the Canaries baseball team when they started up in the 90s, then the Stampede hockey team. Then I ran a hockey team in Texas for about a year, pharmaceutical sales in Texas, and then came back to USD doing the corporate sponsorship sales for about 15 years. So this is all culminated in, this is my background, and my passion is baseball on top of it all. So any chance I can combine my passion of baseball and marketing, which is my background, and sales, and just relationship building. I'll just say this, it's a great way to knock one out of the park.
Nice pun. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. Our guest today is Mr. Travis Lee, the new vice president and general manager of the Sioux City Explorers. We'll be back to talk about the upcoming season after a short commercial break.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronker, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Crayhead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Very pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us on this Powell Broadcasting radio station. Our guest this morning is the new vice president and general manager of the Sioux City Explorers baseball franchise. And I won't get this exactly right, Travis, but how many years have the X's been in Sioux City now?
Should be 34 years. Technically, this is a 33rd season because the 2020 season did not happen for the Explorers franchise due to COVID. The first season was 1993, but this is a 33rd season of active playing.
Yeah, and what a tremendous quality of life amenity the X's and Lewis and Clark Park brought to our Siouxland community, and you can be assured that everyone affiliated with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce recognizes the important role that this organization plays in our community, the great entertainment, the great quality of life amenity, as I said, that it has become over three plus decades. But they're under new leadership. The ownership with John Roost remains the same, but this is now Travis Lee's Ball Club working with Mongo, better known, Steve Montgomery, better known as our field manager, Mongo.
Yep.
What are fans going to expect, or what can they expect out of the 2026 season, your vision, your leadership?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and I said this when I interviewed, got started a couple months ago. I actually started just about 2 months ago right now. And I think you're going to see energy. And you're going to see some new activities. Give you an example. We're trying a few new things. Now, bear in mind, I take a step back, that so much of this was already in place when I started. And Tom Backemeyer did a tremendous job as the vice president GM. And he was able to move on to a big opportunity in Louisville. But with our staff, and Emily Truckee, Emma DeStichter, Jess Hutchinson, they had so much in place. I told them, I'm not here to upset the apple cart. I just want to add, tweak, and make things even better. I think you're going to see some in-game activities enhanced. One little example, we added Wildcard Wednesday, where we're having baseball bingo. So each Wednesday game, we're going to be handing out these specialized bingo cards. For example, it's not traditional bingo. For example, B7 might be the Explorers shortstop hit a double. Okay, then you look in your card. Oh, great. We'll announce that, of course, after the completion of the inning. But it's just another way for people to engage and kind of play a game that we're all familiar with, we grew up on.
Sure, game within a game.
But it's in kind of a new twist on it. So, that and some other in-game promotions. Some other things we're trying. Some bigger events, we're having one major thing each month. So in June, June 27th, we have a post-game concert with Dane Lewis, a pretty popular country artist in this area. And then Of course, the fireworks, we alluded to that. We got fireworks
in July. Now, will that be two nights this year, the 3rd and 4th?
The fireworks, July 3rd and July 4th, as well as Saturday, August 29th for fireworks. So three times.
Always very popular, and I'll say this early. Folks, get your season tickets now. Pick up your tickets now because this is going to be a tremendous season. We're going to talk about some of the guys coming back, but more importantly, that 4th of July weekend this year is the 250th anniversary of the United States, and that is going to be the place to be.
It is going to be the place to be. I mean, what better than hot dogs, baseball, and America on the 3rd and 4th weekend? We're going to be wearing special red, white, and blue jerseys as well, which we'll be auctioning off after that weekend. And just, again, you hit the nail on the head. Get your tickets now because those games are very popular.
I'm going to need to get on that auction because I'm sure that those jerseys are going to be very patriotic, very historic, and they're going to celebrate the 250th birthday of our country. So kudos to you guys for putting that together.
Yes, and our staff handled most of this already before I got there. I was able to jump in on a few decisions, but we're doing that Dane Lewis concert. We're also having Morgan Higman performing a concert. That is coming up, I believe, at the end of July.
So Morgan,
July 25th.
Morgan Higman, the daughter of Jared and Peggy Higman.
Yes.
And Jared, of course, with Masaba Manufacturing in Vermilion, South Dakota. So Morgan, quite a talent, studying in Nashville.
Yes, she is.
Coming home to do a concert with the Explorers. We don't want to miss that one either.
Yep, that's a big one. We're really excited to have some more local talent here and catch them on their way up while we can still afford them, as they say. And then another fun thing we added, and we were already planning on this being our Kids Day in August, is Friday, August 21st. So kids 12 and under get in free. And we're having what are called the Superstars. And if you've never seen them, I've had them everywhere I've been in sports. They are, if you're familiar with the Little Red, the Huskers inflatable mascot, not the furry Herbie Husker one, but the inflatable one. Well, we have inflatable versions of animal shapes, but they're all named after sports figures. For example, one that looks like a clam is Roger Clammons. Our Clammy Sosa. Pee-wee Geese, going old school, Pee-wee Reese. There's all kinds of, here's a Harry Canary figure. So they're very large inflatable mascots, a lot of fun. And people of all ages laugh their tail off at these guys. And they'll be coming on Friday, August 21st. Again, kids 12 and under are free for that game. So I'm hoping that people get to see this and have a little fun with it. And then we can make it a annual event.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest this morning, Travis Lee, who serves as vice president and general manager of the Sioux City Explorers. And Travis, now in your 34th year, 33rd season because of that COVID anomaly back in 2020, a loyal fan base, a generous ownership group. Steve Montgomery's got to be at the 12 or 15 year mark in
14th
Sioux City.
Season, I think.
See, I was close.
yep.
That's pretty good. Mongo looks great.
He does. Yes. I saw some pictures and when I met him, I didn't even know who he was based on the photos I'd seen.
I saw him at a Musketeers playoff hockey game, recently, and I didn't recognize him right away. I said, Mongo, you look great.
Yeah.
And,
he does.
So he's fit, tan, rested, ready to go. And tell us a little bit about some of the players that you have coming back. Tell us a little bit about, the efforts that you have, engaged in to recruit new talent as well.
Yeah. Some of the names, I'm not going to lie, I don't know all the names based on, I wasn't here last season other than being a fan. And some of the guys haven't been announced to this point. I do know that we are expecting roughly half or so of our roster to be back. We are currently, awaiting some visa approvals on some of our foreign players to get them in. Obviously, the environment nowadays is a little different than it was, maybe 5-10 years ago. A political environment, trying to get people in here to have summer jobs. But we're expecting very, very, very talented players. A lot of players with AAA, AA experience, some even former major leaguers. And then you have that mix of young guys coming in that are fresh out of college because that's part of the roster combination you have to have in the American Association.
Well, they're hungry. They're exciting. And they're always trying to get to the next level. And that's what makes baseball such a popular sport. I know that there have been significant investments in the stadium as well over the last couple of years, scoreboard, seating. And so if you haven't been out for a while, Travis, I'm sure you'll agree with me. It's time to get back to the X's ballpark.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. I was super impressed. The seating has been all renovated in the last two or three years. Video board is big and large. We are waiting one more year before we get a brand new one, but this one's still very large and functional at this point. I couldn't believe the office space, beautiful office that was built in 2020, just kind of behind home plate.
With a great gift shop as well.
Yes, our team store is beautiful, and we have a lot of great merchandise in there, and just really encourage people to come out, especially once, you know, come grab your tickets, and then take a look around at the merchandise store as well.
Well, and as someone who has collected a pretty significant amount of X's memorabilia from old Gateway computer jerseys. Some people don't even remember that, but back in the day, Gateway's logo was on a black sleeveless jersey that went over the top of a t-shirt, or as baseball players talk about, kind of a three-quarter length t-shirt, but baseballs, hats, and you know what? We do have a great franchise here. And we want to encourage everybody in the listening audience to get out and support it. For those looking for season tickets, where would you direct them?
Well, best thing you could do is if you either come to our office at 3400 Lyon Drive, kind of in the Singing Hills Boulevard area, or give us a call at 712-277-9467. That spells WINS, so it's 277-WINS, W-I-N-S, if you did not know that.
And the Explorers have had that phone number forever. So again, it's 712-277-WINS. Get your season tickets or get a bundle of tickets for your choice of games.
Yeah, flex tickets.
Yep. They give you a lot of different options. But most importantly, grab a schedule and look at some of these promo nights, because those tickets will go fast.
Yeah, great. The couple things I'd say, if your Saturdays, every Saturday we call Souvenir Saturday. First 500 fans are going to get a great giveaway, whether it's a tumbler or a jersey or a hoodie. There's a lot of great items. Free t-shirt Friday. I'm kind of going backwards in time. And Thursdays are Tasty Thursday. $2 beers, $2 Pepsi products, and discounted food products.
Well, Travis, thank you for being our guest on this particular Saturday morning. It's great to see you. Congratulations on the new role and responsibility. We wish you every success. And we also wish owner John Roost and field manager Steve Montgomery the very, very best as the Explorers embark on their 2026 campaign, 33rd season, and let's bring home a title in August.
Let's do it. Go X's.
We'll be back with more on Gros Siouxland next Saturday. Make it a great weekend.